You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to the TFM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Free.
You don't really do this.
Coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. You've already heard our guest looking at me like I'm ridiculous.
Don't do that.
That's what I do every episode.
That is awful.
They like it.
Do they really like it?
Let's get the energy up.
That's hilarious.
You can hear my guest right now. You know him from SNL, Michael Che.
What's up, Jared?
Thanks for coming on, man.
Dude, thanks for having me. I've been trying to do this thing for months. You won't let me.
Oh, that's such a... What bullshit. Right off the bat, just lies. Guys, you know him. You love him. Good friend of mine. We were hanging out last night. I was like, get here. Let's do it.
Yeah, and I'm super hungover, and I came anyway.
We took some shots.
We took a lot of shots, man.
And that's kind of our thing.
When we afterwards, we went and we did even more damage than we did at Matchless. So as much as we did, I did like double.
Something about that bar is like, it makes me want to drink.
Yeah, because
Matchless,
it's dark.
It's in Brooklyn.
And
yeah.
It's like, it always feels like the weather's bad outside.
Yeah.
For some reason, every time you're in there, you're like, boy, it's awful out there.
That's when I like to tuck myself into a drink.
Right. Exactly.
See the snow falling outside. That's like my favorite season in New York. Yeah. A little bit of snow.
Snow globe boozing.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
We were hanging out and I was like, let's do this. Let's make it happen. I'm pumped to have you, man.
I'm happy to be here.
Okay. That I felt like that was your second lie of the podcast.
No, come on. Let's do it.
I'm pumped. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We got your emails. Guys, keep sending them in. I love that you keep sending them in. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Let's get right into it. Decorating. Right. How do you feel about decorating an apartment?
I'm super minimal. Like, you know, I need a good couch, a good chair, a good table, a TV.
Comfort.
I like space. I don't like a lot of clutter. I don't like a lot of stuff.
Well, these kids are going to college right now. Right now, a lot of guys are going into college.
Don't overdo it. No posters, none of that stuff.
Well, this is what this guy asked. Sup, J Train. You don't have to read this on the podcast, but I'm moving into my freshman year in a week. I was wondering, what can I put in my room to make it look less like a jail cell without looking like a huge boner? Love the podcast. What do you think?
Ooh, you know, I don't know, take the toilet out of your room? Why would it look like a jail cell?
Well, some of them are just like, they're all like, if you go to like a big school, some of them are just like a box. And it's just like your bed on risers and then like a little fridge.
Oh, see, I didn't go to school.
I went, everyone had like the same posters. It would be like college and then it would be like two guys carrying each other. I always thought those guys were like the cheesiest fucking
dudes.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah.
Don't put up those, but what I would do is put up something that has to do with home. Because then if you bring a girl back, that starts questions and answers, right? Like a flag that represents your football team.
Or like an old lady in a casket.
Yes, your grandma.
Yeah, she died. Yeah, I don't like to talk about it much.
There you go. Now we get some weird shit up there. Dead grandma in the casket.
A dead grandmother in the casket is definitely the way to go.
I mean, the minimalist thing, too, is like have it ready for comfort.
Yeah.
Have it ready for, make it so a girl wants to come and stay at your place. And she doesn't look at it, and she's, because your dorm sucks already. Single bed, it's not big. You know, it's like, have you ever slept in one of those with a girl, like where it's like the half a bed?
Well, yeah, when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
You know what, I'll tell you this, girls really like sheets. Don't skimp on the sheets. If you have great sheets, girls will love you for that. They're like, oh, you have such a nice sheet. They touch them.
Totally. Down comforter, big
you,
fluffy down.
Just, yeah, splurge on the bed. If you got a good bed and good sheets and comfortable and nice to use a comforter and all of that, I'm telling you, you're in good shape.
That's really good advice.
I'm telling you. I learned that when I was 31.
You wish you had that information sooner. Yeah, big throw pillows.
Nice.
Throw pillows girls get off to.
Girls love comfort, you know,
like a big nice looking bed and be clean. One time I brought a girl home and she looked at my apartment and was like, no.
Yeah, of course.
She got like a cock block by my apartment.
Of course they loved it. Well, girls aren't that clean though. There's a lot of times you go to a girl's apartment, sometimes it's a wreck. And even they'd be pretty, but they don't like to do anything.
I slept at a girl's place recently and I woke up with bug bites.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like on my fucking fingers and shit, and I was like, I don't know if I could ever do this. Like, how is she?
No, what are you? You're still considering it. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Well, you can't, Jared. You can't do that anymore.
I'm still texting her. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Bad roommate. You ever had a bad roommate?
I've only had like two roommates in my life.
Did it work out?
Well,
I don't have them anymore.
Yeah,
so I guess not. Dear
it worked out. She was cool. She was our friend.
Yeah, I mean, you're still friends. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it
sucks to have a bad roommate. I remember my freshman year, I moved in with a dude, and I was like, ah. And you gotta, because you're placed with these people.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you could win, or you'll definitely lose. You just hope it's mediocre, at least.
You gotta hope that the worst is bearable.
Yes. You want... I think the
like
perfect...
If he makes stinky food or something like that, you're like, all right, can I bear this? If that's the worst thing about him, is that okay?
Yeah.
That's okay? All right, fine.
Yeah, you don't want him to, like, ruin your life.
Yeah, man, and keep it business. Don't be best friends with him, just kind of...
Keep it business is the way to go, because sometimes if you get too close to the roommate that you're, like, you know, it can go south.
My roommate could run in the house crying, hysterical... And I will just close my door.
It's your problem.
Keep it business.
Dear J-Train, the podcast is awesome, but you already knew that. On to my problem. I just moved into an awesome SEC school known for its partying and Greek life. However, I'm from Florida and don't anyone...
Greek life?
Yeah.
Wow.
Eternity life. This is a TFM podcast.
What is this?
now a little
just bad economy.
Now I just moved in with my roommate who I thought was cool until I took him to our first fraternity pregame. The second he got drunk, he started being a total fuckbag, i.e. screaming shit, pissing in the yard, yelling at girls, even going as far to pick up the house dog and start petting it and making faces, like total Charles Manson shit. After this little episode, everyone had to keep an eye on him as we headed out to the bar.
For petting a dog?
It's kind of weird that he would pick up the dog and be like weird with it.
Oh.
You know, I don't know. He's just being...
He probably humped it or something.
Yeah,
know?
I don't know. He's trying to do too much.
Oh. Did he take the dog bowling?
A few kids, they became best friends. Now they live together, and that's his
name. No, bowling, that means you stick your finger inside.
Oh,
like a bowling ball.
That's a new, you know, everyone has a different ass play 2015.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, like two and one. Bowling.
One in the pink, two in the stink.
Yeah.
A few kids from the fraternity took the time to pull me aside and tell me that I'm invited back anytime, but your try-hard douchebag roommate needs to stay home.
If you're too douchey for a frat, goddamn.
Things are bad.
That's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. I mean, I brought you to my old fraternity.
If you're too douchey for a frat house, Jesus, what are you doing?
Well, that's the thing. He's trying to out-douche the room.
I got you.
You know, like, he came to the first party. He was like, okay, let me show everyone I know what it's like to be in a fraternity.
Right.
And then fucked it up.
Exactly. He went too far.
He's like, this kid has more issues than you even want to know.
Got it.
That, you know what I mean? He said, I'm in a catch 22 here. I don't know a whole lot of people at this school, but I don't want to be grouped in with this total shit stain. How do I ditch him or kindly let him know that sometimes I may be the only one invited to certain events? Thanks, J-Train. Love to hear your answer on this podcast. What do you think?
Bro intervention.
Oh, really? Sit him down?
Yeah, everybody sit him down and read letters about how douchey he is.
Steve, you really hurt me that one time.
Yeah, man.
You told me. You really looked like a big douchebag that time you pulled your dick out. Nobody wants to see your penis.
I don't know what you did to that dog, but it will not make eye contact with any of us.
The dog is worse than after he got neutered. Thanks to you, Steve. What do you think? You got to sit him down? You talk it out?
You sit him down because a lot of people don't know, man. Listen, the power of information is very, very, very important. Mm. Sometimes you don't realize how much of a dick you're being, and everybody talks about it to everybody but you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cool thing. If that's really your friend, you sit him down and be like, hey, man, you went too far. They don't want to mess with you. Don't do this again.
Yes.
I mean, tell him.
Slow it down.
Just slow it down.
And I think everyone's
to save his life.
Yeah. I mean, this might be the conversation that helps him for the rest of his school career.
For the rest of his career, because this is a red flag immediately. It's good to have a red flag immediately.
Yes.
You know? Because then you can shake that one off and do other good things.
Everyone gets a second chance.
Everybody gets a second chance.
I mean, look at, you know, Paula Deen's coming back on the air very soon.
Listen, I don't think she should have ever left. She can still cook.
That was her job.
Yeah, it's not like she wasn't cooking.
Yeah.
She was really cooking.
Hey, but I think sit him down. You say, hey, listen, man, you fucked up. Because really everyone getting to college is uncomfortable, and they're trying to make a name for themselves right away.
Right.
And his way to make a name was
and
like...
And they're at that age. That's what, 18 to 22? Yeah. that's that age of I don't really know myself. I'm trying to figure out how to be a man, and
yeah,
it's a growing, it's a teaching moment.
And I think the move is you do it when you're sober, because if he's drunk, he's gonna get into that whole like, oh, you don't know, you're just, you know, he's gonna get, you know, that bravado, that drunk bravado.
Absolutely,
you
do
say
it sober.
Do in the morning, be like, dude, you fucked up last night. Just say it like that.
Yeah.
And
what was that?
What were you doing? What were you thinking? Yeah, what was that is the best way.
What was that?
What were you thinking? Do you know, you know, you petted a dog? You look like an idiot.
Yeah, don't do that.
Stop. Don't you want to get into houses? Be cool. And here's the thing. Maybe he ruined himself at that house and you're going to go back. You just say to him, hey, I'm going back to the house. Come with me. Stop being a douchebag.
Yeah, it's fine.
Slow it down.
It's fine.
TFM podcast.
Everybody loves a redemption story.
Yeah, this is his comeback. This is
I think we saved that kid's life.
Hopefully. Frat bro slaying ex. Do I kill him or nah? Here we go. What up, J-U? Oh, and then he puts in parentheses, Jew.
Oh.
So I just graduated college this past May.
J-U.
Because they give me new J nicknames every time. I graduated.
How is that not a Jewish slur? Ew.
Ew?
Yeah.
That should be.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
One of those ills. That's awful.
The anti-Semites weren't creative enough. Feelings. An ew?
Yeah, an ew. The worst word I found out for black people is blackie.
You don't like that one? That's
blackie?
The worst one? That's the worst one of
anything
them all?
Anything with a Y. Tranny, blackie. It sucks.
It's like kind of like it's Jewy.
Yeah, no one likes
it's
the Y.
It's demoralizing.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a pat on the top of the head.
And also, it's pretty funny. And that's the worst kind of racism, when it's a little
the
funny.
One where you know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's pretty good.
Like, when I hear a good Jew joke, when someone, like, really nails it, I'm like,
yeah,
good on you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I don't like that, but.
But I gotta like commend it. Your creativity.
Yeah, you know what? God damn it. You took time and effort.
So I just graduated college this past May. I was in a frat, and we were definitely in the top two on campus. He writes, we had two frats on campus. During my last semester, I was hooking up with this girl who was a year younger. She was really cool. Could suck a mean dick. Okay. Solid 888. That's our rating system here on the podcast.
8A.
888. It's a area code method. Face, body, personality.
Oh.
8 face, 8 body, 8 personality.
Got you.
Now he rates himself, I'm a 7'6'10". So he says that he's a 7 face, 6 body, 10 personality. That automatically means he's a 7 personality.
Nobody with a good personality says they're a 10 personality.
Exactly.
That's like when a girl says I'm really funny.
And you're like, no.
You can't be.
No.
No one fucking says they're funny.
Nobody.
No funny people.
When someone comes up to you and is like, oh, the worst is when they're like, oh, you're a comedian. Then you're like, they're like, are you funny? What's your answer?
No.
Exactly. It's the same answer I give.
No.
No.
I'm not. So you and should never see, avoid me.
Some girl came up to me once and she was like, what are you going to talk about on stage? And I was like, I don't know. Just get away. Maybe
not
you.
This.
Yeah, maybe how much I hate you.
And they always do that. Are you going to talk about me? Are you going to put this into act? And I'm like, no, this isn't interesting.
Yes.
Why do you think this is interesting to me? I don't want to talk about
it's
this.
I'm
going to forget this immediately. It's I'm trying now. As a matter of fact, bartender, let's forget this ever happened.
That's my least favorite thing girls say to me. Is this going to go in? It's like, and if it does, you won't know about it.
Yeah, it's not going to go in.
What would I talk about? The girl that was annoying?
Why would it go in? Why do you think that I give a shit? You don't think they have more interesting thing to talk about?
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
They don't have anything else to say.
So what's this guy? Wants to try comedy?
Said, no, he says,
I don't know.
But I have a good fucking... then he writes, so by looks, I was out of my league, but I have a fucking great personality, so that evened it out. We were never official, mostly because I didn't want to be serious second semester senior year, so I was sort of a man whore. Anyways, right after I graduated, my fraternity brother...
He's a number 6 man whore? How's that possible?
He's the same. It must have been a fun school. So anyways, right after I graduated, my fraternity brother, who is also a year younger, and one of my best friends started hooking up with this girl. I'm not entirely sure how serious it is, but regardless, it's fucked up. Keep in mind, this is the type of dude that can hoister his cock in any girl he wants. I understand that this would be a completely different story if the last time he got some puss was when the Cubs were in the World Series, but it's not, so fuck him. By the rules, I get that I can't be mad at this girl because we were never official. I got some tail as well, but my question is, do I have a right to be ridiculously pissed at my bro? He's got some pounds on me, so kicking his ass is out of the question. How should I handle the whole situation? P.S. Love the podcast. Showed it to my 14-year-old brother, so everything he knows about slang puss is thanks to you. What do you think he does?
You get over it. Come on, put on your big boy pants. Let it go.
It's over.
Move on, dude.
It's his best friend.
She's not your girl. She's everybody's friend. And you just got to be okay with that. It's going to happen a lot more times, okay? Girls like to hook up just like guys do. And she's allowed to hook up with other people. You would have hooked up with one of her friends.
Yeah.
She hooked up with one of your friends. It happens. You can't. What are you going to do?
That's the game you're playing.
That's the game.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be with her because you wanted to hook up with other people. So did she. She moved on.
What a double standard that is.
Yeah, man.
That's hilarious.
Who told you you were a 10 personality?
Yeah.
If this is a question, goddammit, you're down to 4.
He probably just feels like, oh, fuck, I missed out on my opportunity.
That's
with
all.
A great girl. Listen, I mean, this is more about him than it is about the guy.
Relationships for guys is all about dibs. You got to call dibs. That's all it is. If you say dibs, that means you made it official. All right, dibs, this is mine. But if you don't call dibs and someone else takes it, you can't be upset.
You can't half a dibs.
Damn.
You can't be like, I got her every other Saturday night, maybe.
Yeah, man. It's like the guy that takes too long ordering a drink at a bar. It's like if you're, I'm going to order in front of you because you don't know what you want yet.
That's a great point.
That's how it works.
I mean, that's
the bartender's going to look away. He's like, all right, this guy doesn't know.
He's and he's playing in the game that you invented.
That's right.
You know, you can't play basketball and then get mad at a guy for fucking dunking on you.
You can't. If it's in the game, it's in the game.
It's not like he came on with a hockey stick.
That's right.
You know, he's playing in the game that you've set up the rules for.
And it's just sex. You can still have sex with her. What do you think happens after she's had sex with him? That she's not going to... That's what it is. You think that once she's had him, she's not going to want your six anymore. That's all it is. That's what it comes down to.
Well, it's the pride of a man. You know, you don't want her in bed with him being like, this was so much better than your best friend. That's what he's really nervous about. Nothing is worse. Have you ever had someone like come up to you, like you know that they've hooked up with like a friend of yours, and you're like, and they're like, oh, they want to tell you all about their friend. You're like, I don't want to hear that.
No, I always want to hear it.
It's like, I feel like that's fascinating.
I think so. It's not. Yeah. I think it's the one time when we are ourselves is when we're having sex.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Why? Explain that.
Well, because you're trying to get off. It's like comedy, you know. Comedy, laughter is a pure thing. You know, you can't really fake laughing.
It's like a sneeze.
It's a thing that has to happen. But sex, if you want to get off, you have to let people know how you get off. And if you don't do it, you learn a lot about people by the way they have sex.
That's interesting.
That's why I watch porn.
To learn about the human spirit.
It's like the
11th
reason why I watch porn.
It's the 11th one down.
I have a whole list.
It's right under coming. Coming's number 10. The 11th reason is learning about the female soul. That's what I always say. I don't know why that just made me think of... It was kind of funny. We got to tell the story.
What story?
About you coming over to my house.
We're going to tell that story?
At the end of it, we'll tell the story. I think it's a fantastic finishing story.
You can't tell the story.
You already said you're gonna tell it. Maybe we won't. We'll hold it off.
Should we tell it? I think we should save it.
I liked when we did it on stage.
That was a lot of fun.
Fun. You know, Che and I went to Boston and he brought me up. We'd tell this funny story. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Maybe we'll bring it up at the end.
Maybe we'll talk about
girlfriends' friends.
We'll see where it goes.
You ever hooked up with a girlfriend's friend?
I've only had like two girlfriends in my life.
Yeah.
But no.
Never happened.
I mean, I've hooked up with girls that I've hooked up with friends. But
how did that go? Do you ever get in trouble with the girl that you hooked up with?
I don't get in trouble because I never call dibs.
So you say this is the game.
Yeah, that's it. And I've had girls that I've hooked up with my friends.
I feel like you do a great job of staying out of the fray. Like
I mean, you have to because I know what I do. So I can't, you know, you can't make a lot of, you know, like in Heat and they say, don't hold on to anything that you can't leave in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Oh, so you play like the touch and go game.
Yeah, because that shit hurts. If you invest into somebody and you see them with someone else, that shit could really, really hurt you.
Fuck up your day.
Yeah, it'll fuck up your day.
Yeah, I think it's a good strategy, especially if you're like a person out there that's like looking to just like hook up. Like the moment you go 4 dates in, like you've already established that this is going somewhere.
Also, you have to be able to separate the friendship from the hookup.
Explain that.
That's very key. Well, because if you have it as the same thing, so if you stop hooking up, then we can't be friends anymore. Mm. Or if we're too good of friends, then we can't hook up anymore.
You have to realize the line between the two.
You got to separate the two. So if I have a friend of mine and then we hook up and then we decide, you know what, maybe we should stop hooking up, that doesn't mean she's not my friend anymore, you know? And also, if she hooks up with someone else or does something wrong and that I don't like, that can't sully the friendship part.
Yes.
Because the friendship, it has nothing to do with hooking up.
I totally agree. I had a girl that I was, we had hooked up, we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
We hooked up and then I kind of like pulled away from the hookup.
Right.
And then I was like trying to be friends again and she was like, no, you fucking ghosted
exactly.
me.
Because, right.
You know,
they made it, that's when it gets complicated.
It gets complicated. And I said to her, I was like, listen, I apologize. I don't think we're going to be a long-term thing and it will ruin the friendship.
Yes.
And then we're back to being friends and it's like that hookup thing is always kind of out there.
Right.
But if I don't, and it's kind of your responsibility. You have to not do it.
You have to. It's a very big boy move.
It is. Yeah. Because you're like, okay, I've seen how this happened once.
Absolutely.
And it's going to happen again. That shit repeats itself.
Always.
What's up, Jubaka? Longtime listener of the show, gets me through my shitty summer landscaping job. Anyways, down to business. I'm a senior in an all-boys private school in a somewhat large East Coast city. We fucking run this town. I don't think you do, buddy.
Harvard?
If it's not Harvard, then you don't. If our city was a university and high schools were the frats, we would be at the top of the fryer.
All right, with the dick swinging. Jesus.
I just ended things with a girl who I was in a relationship with most of my junior year. She was an 896 and attends a sister school of my school. All girls private school that basically attends every social event.
Oh, shit.
My
896. Fuck, man.
Nothing but funnier than...
You don't need a second... You don't need a personality if you're hooking up.
Well, if you're an 8-9, you're like,
yeah,
okay.
If you have 8-9, you could be one. Doesn't matter.
I mean, I've witnessed that time and time again.
Still going to laugh at your jokes.
You know, that's how I laugh with an 8-9. She is pretty popular. We hang out with most of the same friends, guys and girls. She was the one that ended things, but it was a clean breakup. We just weren't that into each other anymore. She's hooking up with someone else now. So I see that as the go-ahead to hunt Major Poon this year. Many of her friends are prime candidates to go after, but my ex told me that if I ever hooked up with one of her friends, she would never speak to me again. She's a nice girl, and we ended things on a good note. Don't want her to hate my guts. My question is, would it be awkward if I hooked up with one of her friends, especially since we all hang out regularly? Thanks for your help. Really appreciate all the work you do. What do you think? I think this like translates. I read some high school emails every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
I think this translates. Even though his world is like the smallest it will ever be.
Mm-hmm.
So like there aren't that many girls for him to hook up with if
right.
you think about it.
Absolutely.
And she has to understand that.
Right.
And I think in high school, go for the friend. Like it's out there. She's got new guys. She has to understand that. This is kind of the similar, like we're playing the same game.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if her friend hooks up, then, it takes two to make that decision.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So if you could hook up with a friend, that means you both thought it was okay and she's outvoted.
Yep, 2-1.
2-1. Two very close people think you're wrong.
I think the move, if you're going to hook up with a friend, like if you're in college, maybe you're out of college, if you're going to go for the friend of like one time, you have to wait one, you have to go to one other hookup before the friend hookup.
I think that's a safe bet.
That's a safe
bet.
That's a courtesy.
That's a courtesy flush.
That is like flushing one more time.
You gotta,
the next person after.
Yeah, reset it.
Yeah, like let's gargle some mouthwash before we go to the friend.
Let's sniff some coffee grounds.
Yeah, go to the... I was hooking up with this girl. We met on Tinder, and we were hooking up, and then I was like kind of playing the... We're hooking up. Like I kind of had her at arm's length.
We're hooking up.
And then I go to this bar. I'm hanging out with this girl. And we start talking, we're hitting it off, and she goes, I start realizing very quickly that these two girls absolutely know each other.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, you're the comedian. She started putting she started doing the math too. And she goes, are you know my friend. You guys went out. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I kind of like played dumb, like I hadn't realized this like 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, are you two like still a thing? And we hadn't hooked up in like, maybe a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. Which, did I lie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. You absolutely did.
Well, what happened was I went and hooked up with her, and then I get a text like a week later from the other girl being like, how could you do that with one of my best friends? And I was like, what, best friends?
Whoa.
Like, you just, does she know this?
Yeah.
You guys should talk about your friendship levels. That's a problem. Chicks, every girl is their best friend.
Yeah, they have so many BFFs.
That you can't, so you got to realize that so you will get in trouble, and there will be a moment, but the other girl, she bounced, the one that I met at the bar, she just never answered my text again.
Mm-hmm.
The other girl has now recently made a comeback.
Really?
All forgiven.
Well,
and I brought it up, and I go, I'm sorry about that, and she goes, let's just not talk about it.
Well, girls are competitive, too, so it could go either way. One could be like, well, you hurt me. I can't believe you ever did that to me. I'm embarrassed, and I'm ashamed, and I never want to see you again. And then the other one could be like, well, this bitch can't take my man.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Let me own.
Yeah, like, hold on, wait a minute.
That actually got me hot a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that I'm into.
Yeah, it's pretty sexy, because she's like, she can't do it like me, you know?
Ah.
It happens, and sometimes you get lucky, and they both just compete and get into a bidding war.
And then you're sitting there full boner, and you're like, this is the best. This is better than a threesome.
This is better than a threesome.
this is an emotional threesome, which I am totally into.
You need a strong stomach, because that shit, listen, you don't want to have bleach on your clothes or something, you know? Some ladies set your car on fire.
Yeah, well, that's true. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Michael Che.
TFM!
I'm so pumped to have you here, buddy. I think
this is fun. Can I go now?
No. Oh, midway through.
Oh, this is fun.
Sideline. It moves quick. See,
let's help these kids.
Sideline chicks, dear pussy. Oh, okay. He went right for the jugular.
Yeah. After does he even know you're Jewish?
why wouldn't you talk about that? After listening to the podcast,
dear pussy. What? He's Jewish.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You got to go for my more hurtful qualities. After listening to the podcast, you and Doran, I decided to make sure to tell you I'm in a frat, so take me seriously. I take you the opposite of seriously. So here's the issue. I'm a sophomore at a big school where we're not only known for national titles, but hitting girls in bars. Take a fucking guess and go Noles.
Oh, man. North Carolina.
He's a Florida State dude. I outkicked my coverage on my girlfriend of nearly 2 years.
That's a partying-ass school, dude, Florida State.
They get down.
Yeah,
right?
I performed there.
Have you been?
Yeah, I performed there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did
what
a
was
gig
it like?
There. Like, oh, it was crazy. It was great. I loved
awesome.
It. Yeah, it was great.
Was it a big crowd?
Yeah, it was awesome. And did this was out? Like before TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great. I did like 2 hours.
Really?
I didn't even have it. I just was doing it because I had so much fun.
And where did you go out afterwards?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
Really? That's how good it was.
Well, it was just a long time ago, but I remember having a great time.
Tallahassee fucking
I can count on one hand how many good colleges I've been to.
They're pretty horrible. Right?
They're tough.
They're tough.
Well,
I'm going.
I haven't been since like TV, so I don't know. It might be different now.
I think they would be excited for a show.
Yeah, but like usually when they don't know who you are, they're just fucking you.
So we're doing. So I'm going to some colleges this fall, and if you guys want to book me, you can email my college booking manager HarrySchmuckler@gmail.com. HarrySchmuckler@gmail.com. Send in. But they are tough.
Is he a Gentile?
Guy's a good Jew. So, no, but they're tough because you're dealing with people that they don't know you, and then the sensitivities are on heightened alert.
Yeah, they're kids. You know what kids are like with sensitivity, with political correctness? Mm-hmm. They're like, you ever curse in front of a toddler? And you're like, ooh, that's a bad word. Yeah. And you'll be like, I know it's a bad word. You shouldn't say that. Yeah, I know I shouldn't say that. But when you get to my age, you'll understand why the fuck I say that shit. Told them. The people told them that these are bad words and these are bad things, and now they're just looking around. They're looking for it.
Yeah.
Ooh, you said a racist thing. And you're like, okay, I get it.
Well, it's not that racist. You haven't lived in the world.
All right, you're right. I know. Daddy, sorry.
You'll understand.
So anytime they say, ooh, that's sexist, well, daddy, sorry.
That's funny.
That's how you do that.
My question to you. So he's been with this girl for nearly 2 years. The problem is we've been on and off, so I've racked up some other people in that time. My question to you, is there a way to keep it the sideline pussy around in case things don't go as planned? I mean, my girlfriend's a solid 7-8-8, but you just never know what can happen.
That's a good number, 7-8-8.
I like that. I mean, I really like this girl, and I don't want to lose her, but I also want to play in the NFL, and dad made me have a backup plan there also. Smart kid. What do you think? How does he keep girls in the picture while he's out of the picture?
Get another phone.
Two phones. Well, that is, well, that's kind of where I'm thinking. Like, that's where Snapchat. Do you have Snapchat?
No.
It's the best.
Is it?
The best.
I don't have it. I had it and I deleted it because nothing happened. I was just like, this is boring.
Do you want to get it again? And I'll give out your name on this because people love Snapchat on this. I am JTrain56.
I don't want to see titties for a little while.
Well, here's the thing.
If you want to show me your titties, show me your titties.
You want more than 10 seconds of titty.
Yeah, what am I going to do with 10 seconds of titty?
Well, you can get one stroke and then, I don't know. Here's the thing about Snapchat. It's the flirtiest app. Okay.
Okay.
So what you're doing is you're giving someone like a nudge, letting them know that you're still there. I have a friend. She's like very hot. She's always sending out Snapchats of like her boobs. And she's a good friend of mine. You have met her before. So I, good friend of mine.
Okay.
And she will send out snaps, mass snaps to ex guys to like kind of fuck with them.
Of her boobs.
Just of like her face, like looking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like a come hither stare. And I always send back the little fishing rod. Because I'm like, you're fishing for attention.
Absolutely.
I know exactly what you're fucking doing.
But that's what Instagram is.
Instagram's like that, but this is actually behind the curtain a little bit more.
Okay.
So why, for this kid, the advice is what you do is you keep them around on Snap. You don't text because text will get you in trouble. So what I'm saying is you send the snaps out, a mass snap just to all these girls that you're kind of, I call it an alley-oop. You give yourself the alley-oop where it's like you're in a relationship, but then you keep these girls around so that when you get out of it, you're like, I can dunk this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about Snapchat, so I can't say yay or nay on that one.
Like, if I took a picture of myself doing kissy face in the mirror, you know, like trying to look hot and shit,
right?
I would send that out to maybe some girls that I've met out at the bar.
Right.
Having their Snapchat name, you can always unsubscribe from their number. That's the best part, is that you can be connected to people and then unconnect.
Okay.
So if you have someone's phone number, you can't unconnect from them. You'd have to change your whole fucking life around with a new number, new phone, new everything.
I see what you're saying.
What Snapchat allows you to do is have this number that people don't have, but they have. Because you can be like, well, things have gotten really serious with my girlfriend. I need to get rid of all these sideline chicks. And you can just be like, unfriend, unfriend, unfriend.
But how do you hook up? Like, how do you tell a girl, hey, let's meet up?
You can message over it, too.
Well, I didn't Snapchat. There you go.
It looks like you're in.
Yeah.
Does this make sense to you, Chris? You following along?
No,
yeah.
I'm definitely following.
Yeah, I mean,
I would
because it's like a little secret you have between you and somebody else.
Well,
it disappears.
I learned this with a comic I opened for. I opened for this guy, and he would tell me, I was like, are you on Snapchat? And he was like, I only use it to set up threesomes. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was like, I'll be like on Twitter. Someone will be like, I'm at the show, and he'll give out the Snapchat name. And then the person will get in touch with him on Snapchat, and he's like, tries to flirt and do whatever he can over that by time. It's like a text.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, if it doesn't work out, I just unfriend. And he's like, they don't have my number. It's already over. It didn't happen. You know, I tried to put it out there, and I was like, that's a great fucking.
Yeah. Plan. I mean, I guess that makes the most sense then. I never understood the benefit of it. It was just like, it vanishes, and then what?
I think it helps this kid because it vanishes. It just shows that there's, hey, I'm thinking about you. It's a little
tough. It absolutely helps him. Like, you sold me.
TFM podcast at gmail.com. TFM podcast at gmail.com. Here with Michael Che. Is chest hair back? Hey, J Train, it's Ryan from San Diego. I'm going to big public school on the beach in California next year, and I'm rushing. I'm wondering that since the dad bod is back, I didn't think it was back.
I don't think it's back.
I think it's a new thing.
Yeah.
I think we just invented that so we didn't have to get in shape.
Yeah.
Is chest hair back also? I'm not talking about a little bit of chest hair. I'm talking about David Hasselhoff chest hair. I grew mine out since the winter and it's reached a good size this summer.
You grew it out?
I guess he did.
You used to shave your chest?
Yeah. You know, I know a guy who I live with that you know.
Oh, really?
Waxing.
No.
Yes.
This guy. We gotta have an intervention with this guy.
Oh, my. This guy that I know, I won't bring up any names, but if anyone knows who I live with.
We got to have an intervention with him.
Dude, he's getting out of control. he waxes his chest, and then he'll come in and be like, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know what I fucking think.
Oh, man.
I mean, I got my back waxed, and only because like he looked at me, and he was like all judgy about it. This is the thing about a roommate. Roommate will judge you in a weird way that you live with it all the time.
Yeah.
So he just looked at me.
Because
like,
every time you see him, then you're like, he's thinking that, isn't he?
Yeah, he's thinking because he looked at my back. He goes, you got some hair on your back. And I go, yeah. I go, how's it look? He goes, it's patchy. I was like, well, now patchy's in my head every time I see him. So I went and got it done.
Patchy.
I was, and it hurt like fucking shit.
Come on, man.
But he gets his chest waxed. And then I'm like, every time I look at it, he's got like little pimples on it. I'm like, dude, it looks like your chest has herpes. Why would you want that?
No, yeah, that's not good.
But I'd say to this kid,
your chest has herpes.
But chest hair, I'm a chest hair guy. I let it flow. Look at it, I'm not chest hair out.
Yes, yeah. I mean, if you have hair on your chest, you got hair on your chest.
It's your look.
It's you.
Yes.
God gave that to you.
When you shave it, it looks like you made a real attempt at looking good.
Yeah, man.
So if you don't look good, it doesn't look good.
Exactly. I don't think you should ever shave it, unless you're like a bodybuilder or some shit like that, or you have to do it for work.
You need a reason
for it. Keep the chest hair. It's cool. It's masculine, man.
I think it comes out. Also, you're either in with a girl or out. There's no girl that's like medium with chest hair. Like when she sees it and she's in on it, she's like, that's hot and sexy.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be the girl that's like, you shave your chest? Why?
Yeah.
That will you'll lose more hookups from shaving it than you will gain hookups from shaving it.
It's a turn-off because you don't have to answer why do you have chest hair. You have to answer why do you shave your chest.
Oh, because my mom and dad got together and this is what they produced. That's why I have chest hair.
When two people love each other.
let's go to girlfriend issues.
I have four hairs on my nipple.
What is that?
I have four hairs on my nipple.
You've counted them?
Recently, yeah.
You ever pulled out a nipple hair?
It hurts.
Hurts like fucking shit.
It really hurts.
And then it stays hard, like your nipple stays hard for like a week.
Well, that's the benefit. That's some hard-ass nipples, man. Cut glass.
Grad friend. Sup, J Locomotive. Post-grad lady listener here. I'm needing some help. Starting a new job in a new town where I don't know a single human. Work friends aren't really an option because everyone's married with 2 to 5 kids or weird as fuck. I can't go out and rage because...
Wait, she can't find any people or she can't find a single person?
I think
what does that mean? I can't find a single human.
I can't go out and rage because of the potential of parents seeing me. I'm an elementary school teacher. I can't believe an elementary school teacher listens to this. But I miss throwing down, having a great people around. Bottom line, any advice for making friends while you're a post-grad alone in a new town, lonely as balls, aside from Tinder and a local bar? So she doesn't want to like go on Tinder to look for friends,
I
agree with.
I totally agree.
Don't be like, oh, I'm looking to meet new people. I hate those fucking people.
How about those people? I'm not here for hookups.
Oh, what are you here for then?
Really? You're on the hookup site looking for fucking friendships?
Also, what do you think? Oh, not here for one night stands is the one where it's like, what do you think? The one night stand guy is deterred by you writing that?
Wait a minute.
Well, he found morals because he read your fucking profile. I like that this girl, but like this girl.
I want to hook up with her, but.
How do you find new friends in a new city? That's a tough thing. Because adult friend making is tough.
It's not. I mean, for guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Women, it's not tough at all.
You think women are always looking to make friends?
Fuck. I mean, it's easy to make friends as a girl because everybody wants to talk to women.
Yeah, well, just guys do.
Take your headphones off once when you're walking down the street. Maybe you'll make a friend.
Yeah.
That's easy. Go to she said no bars?
No bars.
Go to the produce section and look for somebody that's checking melons.
I think also, like, I mean, we met through...
I don't know.
Find an interest. Get an interest. Find a hobby.
Wait, what town is she in without bars in it?
Well, she was just like, she doesn't want to like make this about a hookup.
Oh, okay.
She's looking to meet chicks, which is really what she's asking, I think.
Get her hair done.
Go get your nails done.
Girls, your nails done and get your hair done, and somebody will be in there. Because you have to sit and wait. That's like the country club for women.
Totally.
Hair salon.
Yeah, go there. It's like a social center.
Social center.
Go there. Go find a hobby. Join.
And the guys do it too. Like for me, like if I want to be in a neighborhood, I'll go to the local barbershop and get your haircut at the barbershop.
Yeah.
And dudes are talking shit, and you get to meet people, and next thing you know everybody in the neighborhood.
Hey, what are you doing? You want to go get a glass of wine?
He's cool. That's my friend, man. I know him.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, it's a good dude.
Also, don't push it too hard. No one likes to be with a loser. You gotta have shit to do, so don't act like you don't have any. Don't
be
go.
Busy.
Yeah, be busy. Don't got your own shit to do. That's why I'm like hobbies are good. Yeah. Oh, I gotta go do this. Gotta do that. Oh, I met them while I was doing that. Gotta go to the next thing. You can't rush friendship.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing. Like if you're in a new city, like you can't see like oh I'm lonely. I have nobody. Nobody wants you as their responsibility. That's the biggest thing when you get out of college. You realize your time is very precious. You have shit to do. You got to go to work.
I don't understand. If you have a job, how is it hard to make friends?
I guess as an elementary school teacher, like you think of like, think of all the teachers of your elementary school.
Why
don't
you
older.
Just like suspend some lady's kid and then say, let's talk about it over coffee. I think your kid might be retarded. She has to go out with you.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I think your kid's retarded. I want to talk to you about some options.
The minute they hear retard, the minute they hear their kid might be in the special class, they're like, I will meet you yesterday. They will be out for coffee.
We're going to hold them back.
Your kid's reading level isn't where it should be. I'll see you tomorrow.
I think maybe I should come by the house sometime and help him read and maybe eat dinner or something. And
also, that person's going to need a glass of wine. They're going to need a drink.
Your kid's gay.
We got to talk about it.
He's got his dick in a pencil sharpener.
Here's a serious question. You ready for a serious one?
Oh, yeah.
What do I do after I graduate? Ready? Bruh, what up, J-Train? About to hit you with some real-life talk here.
Oh, shit.
I'm coming on my last year of school. Go Buckeyes. And I've been thinking recently that I really don't know what to do after for work after I graduate. So I was wondering, and I can't remember if you already have, if you could elaborate on your process for moving from finance to comedy. Basically, I'm going to graduate with a baller engineering degree, but I feel my aspirations go higher than the 9-to-5 job,
you know,
making money.
What's so funny about these guys is, like, they were all in school, and they were all about to have great jobs, but they talk like
dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they...
Baller-ass engineer. Like, I don't want an engineer. Like, I'm going to make you a baller-ass...
Yeah, I don't want my doctor... I don't want my doctor
Dude,
saying...
Dude, you got a baller-ass tumor, man.
Yo,
gonna-
yo, that tumor's sick! Well, yeah, that's the thing about life. Like, you don't realize how close your professionals are to being unprofessional.
Exactly. And Facebook, social media is where it is because people get fired now. Like, you know, they have like their Facebook page. Might be a little controversial. Like, this lady's a teacher, but her tits are out. Like, yeah, man, but she's also 27.
Yeah,
so that shit happens.
Why wouldn't she be sending out a Snapchat?
Every time you've seen titties, those titties probably do something responsible.
That is true. One time I got a doctor's appointment and they asked me if they could bring in the intern.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought in the intern. I was like, yeah, that's because they have to ask you first. And the intern was like, age, like, you know, just a guy. And so she was like, he's gonna ask all the questions. And so, like, we started asking the questions and he's like, oh yeah, man, where do you live? I was like, I actually live in New York, because I went to the doctor in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I live in New York and whatever. And he's like, oh man, I love going out in New York, and we're talking about bars. Like, we started becoming buddies.
Yeah.
And then he gets to the point, he goes, and he's like going down through the questions, and like, we're having like a good conversation. He's like, yeah man, I love that one bar. Oh, I tried to hook up with chicks. Like, she had left the room, and then she comes back and she was like, okay, look, let's move this along. And he goes, any blood in your stool? And I was like, well, actually, yes. So then he like had this moment where he like was like, oh fuck, why'd you have to say yes? Because like, he was just like, I have to now stick my finger in your butt. Do you know what I mean? Like, then it went from like, that was at that line.
Great.
So then he was like, and she was like, well, we're going to have to administer to see if you need a colonoscopy. And I was like, and we kind of had this moment where like, we shouldn't have talked.
Yeah, man.
Like buddies.
Keep it business.
Because then I had to get on my side and we
fingered
had to check.
You.
Yeah, fingered me.
Wow.
This is a real story.
He fucking fingered you.
Yeah. And I had to get a colonoscopy. I got one.
You hooked up with a dude.
Let me get a chance. This is I'm gay. what a weird podcast. We found out. No, I'm serious. So it was like one of those moments where you realize, like, oh, people my age are going to be doctors one day.
Yeah, man.
You ever have that moment?
All the time.
It's weird, right?
I'm like, yeah, man, it's really weird.
You meet
a
lawyer your age and you're like, shit.
There could be like a girl I went to school with that's like in a MILF porn. And that makes me feel old.
It's weird that people our age could be MILFs.
They can be MILFs.
Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
It sucks.
I need glasses. It's scary getting old.
That's the worst part of getting old, is doing young, like doing the shit that you want to do when you have to bring in the old guy perspective. Like, you ever see like an old guy where
like this show?
This will make you feel old. Whatever, you ever see an old guy like can you imagine when you're like, okay, I'm gonna whack off now, and you turn on porn, and then you're like, okay, let me put on my readers. Like that moment, like
the day I'll just jerk off to blurry titties.
Yeah, you just won't.
Yeah, it'll
to that.
All just look like Japanese porn. It'll just be blurs everywhere.
You gotta get used to it now.
I get used
practice.
To it now, man. I can't see shit.
I'm only going Japanese porn to get used to for that day when I need my readers.
There's no way I'm wearing reading glasses to jerk off.
Can you imagine, though?
Because then you gotta take them off.
Take them off. You gotta set them down.
Wipe them.
Well, what is this guy? I mean, we both have come from different places to comedy. How would you suggest he finds his way in life? What's a good piece of advice for this guy who's
so
like?
So what's his problem?
Well, he's graduating. He just doesn't know what to do with the next step. I mean, this is a lot of people that are graduating feel this way. They don't know what to do, and that's normal. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
You don't know what you do. Float around, man. Is he white?
He seems white.
Ah, just relax.
It'll all work out.
Yeah, man. Go up to a cop, take his hat.
Yeah.
Do white stuff.
That's it. Yeah. That's your new reality show. You got it. I mean, I remember when I was in this position, I would always advise anyone that's not sure what they want to do to just keep moving forward. Keep your legs spinning. Don't stop and sit in the misery of doing nothing. So when I got out of school, I got a job. Get a job. Do the 9 to 5. You're not going to spend 9 to 5 doing that job. That's a big lie of people's jobs. Oh, I'm so busy at work. No, you spend half the day fucking looking at internet articles. That's why people have time to get outraged.
Right.
So go take the 9 to 5 job, get paid well. And while you're there, keep thinking, what more can I do? What does interest me? What are the things that get me going on a day-to-day basis? And it might relate to engineering.
You also have to understand that about 10% of the world gets a job that they like.
Does cool shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might just be the guy that has a job and a family.
Yeah.
And then you're lucky to have that.
And those are nice things.
It's not crazy. I mean, we have this fantasy that every kid's special and every kid's going to have a job, their dream job, and be in the field that really interests them. And some will, but a lot won't. And it's okay.
And I think that's scary to people in college because, like, when you go to college, everyone's like, you're going to be the biggest and the best. And it's like, some people are just, like, kind of do okay.
Some people just do okay.
And that's okay, too.
That's okay. Just like a college football team, there's 150 kids on that team.
Yes.
Two might make it to the NFL.
But also, to that point, that's why you go take the job. Go get your life going.
Get a job.
Yeah.
Get the job.
Do the 9 to 5. And while you're there, it's okay to dream. I have so many friends with side jobs. Like everyone, the internet has allowed people to do things that are outside their spectrum. I had a friend.
Tons.
I have friends that they started a bite-sized bagel company.
That's a very successful company.
Yeah.
Too.
And now they were like, they've taken off. They were on Shark Tank, Bantam Bagels. You can go look them up. Bagel Stuffins. I think they changed the name because of Shark Tank.
Holy shit, he's doing ads.
Doing it, just running ads. Gotta help out my friends. But I'm saying, like, these guys, he was working in finance, and he actually just left his job in finance to do the bagel company.
But you know what? He might fucking hate bagels.
Yeah, in a couple years, he might fucking hate bagels.
Not all you have to just do is live for the moment, man. Get this job. If you always planning for what am I going to do for the rest of my life, just get the job.
Yeah.
You like the job, keep the job. If you don't like the job, get a different job.
Life
find out what you like about it, find out what you don't like about it, and go there.
And life is a long time. I think that's the thing you have
it's
to remember.
It's forever.
It's forever. You're going to have so many twists and turns, and to plan for those things, it'll just make you miserable.
Yeah, man. Just relax.
TFM podcast.
It's not a rush.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do one more email. Are you cool with that?
Of course.
Let's do it.
Can I go now?
You get to choose which one we do.
All right.
Okay. This one's called...
One of these kids is going to get help, and the other one's going to get the spam folder.
Devil's three-way, sort of.
Devil's three-way, sort of. Okay.
Long-term girlfriend.
No.
Bros before hoes. Girlfriend issues. Grad school issues. Is my bro gay? Blowjob queen of the South.
There's no gayer question than is my bro gay? What do you care? Why do you care what makes your friend come? Who cares?
Just be his friend.
Just be his fucking friend.
Let's do.
So we answered that one.
Yeah, there you go.
which one do you like? I like the Devil's Three Way or the Bros Before Hoes.
Let's do Devil's Three Way.
Okay, let's do Devil's Three Way.
Dear Jer Bear.
Jer Bear.
I like that.
Is it lady?
Lady.
Ah.
First off, love the podcast. You're funny as hell and actually give some great advice when it comes to relationships.
There you go.
Which brings me to my predicament.
Mm.
So I've been hooking up with my current friends with benefits for several months. Okay. I know you're probably thinking, oh, great, another girl who's fallen for her fuck buddy. She writes in caps, not the case. He's usually a decent lay, mediocre-sized dick, but he has a liking for giving rim jobs. Okay. But he's a dick and sex is all he's good for. Okay, she's playing the game, as we spoke about before. So the other night, me and my girls were going out to meet up. Let's call him Sam and his friends. His name is Sam. To my surprise, he had brought along not only his college buddies, but a couple of his best friends from high school. While most of the group went off dancing, Sam, his best friend, and I stayed at the bar to drink into a near blackout. Gotta love BOGOs, am I right? Blackout Geos? I don't know. Anyways, I don't remember how it came up, but Sam had brought up a threesome between me, him, and his friend. So it was the friend of Sam's and her and the dude.
Yeah, devil's three-way.
Yeah. Somewhere between my 7th and 8th gin and tonic, I accepted the proposition. Fast forward one drunken Uber ride, and me and Sam and his friend, we'll call him Jerome, are at Sam's place.
Black dude. Black dude.
Yeah, you pick a very specific fake name.
Definitely. Let's call him Hakeem. Let's call him.
I plop down on the couch, and Jerome is, fast forward, one drunken Uber ride.
Let
Sam's
me guess,
place.
Jerome does not have a mediocre-sized dick.
I plop down on the couch, and Jerome is standing nearby taking off his shoes.
Oh, then maybe he wasn't black. Maybe he wasn't black.
Is that not a black thing?
We leave our shoes on. Oh, you don't watch porn, man?
I didn't know. Fucking with shoes on. So we go. So for some reason, Sam.
Did she say which were huge?
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. So for some reason, Sam decides he wants to cook pasta, which he puts in parentheses with like a bunch of question marks. She can't believe it. So he goes into the kitchen, which is close enough to poke your head out and see the couch I'm sitting on. Long story short, me and Jerome start bumping uglies when Sam pokes his stupid little head out and he sees us and gets fucking pissed. And then she writes in parentheses, by the way, best sex I've ever had. And then she writes again, ever. Uh-oh. Which is stupid because the whole three-way was his idea. But that never ended up happening. I ended up fucking Sam too and sleeping in his room while Jerome slept on the couch downstairs. I wake up the next morning to give Jerome a ride back to his school, which is like a 20-minute drive. We ended up having a great conversation and really clicking as we exchange numbers. That's hilarious to go from this like weird fuck party to we really clicked.
Yeah.
So my question is, how the fuck do I approach ending things with Sam to either fuck date his best friend? Is there even a way I can manage this? Based off his reaction to seeing us doing the deed, I feel like it's a long shot, but I'll be damned if I let the best sex I ever had get away without at least trying. Sorry this is so long. Thanks for the advice. P.S. Jerome was black, in case you didn't catch that.
I fucking knew it.
P.P.S. Snapchat shout out to my friend at Dan I Wiggin 5. No tits, just shits. Okay. What do you think? How does she approach...
She doesn't have to.
It's over.
If he got upset seeing her fuck a dude, she's out. She's done. He's like, he can't take it anymore.
Well, he then went and had sex with her. So oh, obviously yeah, he could take it a little bit. I think if he got mad, it's because he knows that Jerome was going to outdo him.
Yeah, he wanted to get in there first because he didn't want to follow that act.
What a horrible thing Sam did to himself. Like, I think if you're going to set up the devil's three-way, you're going to bring, like, the person that's least likely to show you up.
Well, I mean...
I guess it is a fun bonding experience amongst friends.
That's crazy. Wait a minute. So she had sex with Jerome and then went and had sex with Sam.
Yeah, I mean, these guys...
She is a dirty fucking... Oh, God.
I mean...
I love her.
Good for her. I like how honest she is about it.
Well, why did she fuck him? If she didn't even really like the sex that much, and then she already fucked Jerome. I guess she figured she had to.
Yeah, because she agreed to this whole thing, which I think you should not feel so bad for Sam. He's the asshole. This is back
but
to
why
the,
do you have to cut off Sam?
I think you just kind of ghost him. Like, you just don't text
just
him.
Stop. Just be like, I'm busy. I'm going to see Jerome.
I got
Jerome.
Shit to do. Jerome and I are going to catch a flick.
We're going to see the new NWA movie.
You know what? Something about Jerome really made me want to get into, you know, the Compton scene.
Just every text ends with Black Lives Matter.
She can't respond. Now she's a part of the cause.
I'm at a rally.
For some reason, she's doing her hair different. She's Rachel Dolezal. That's her.
Oh, poor fucking, what's her
poor
name?
Poor Sam.
What's her name?
I don't know her name.
Well, I think she just keep calling Jerome.
I think she keeps
and just stop taking Sam's calls. Just be like, hey Sam. But I don't know why you have to cut off Sam if you just want to hook up. If he was just a like, why would you? I never understood why people cut off a fuck buddy. It's like saying goodbye in a text. It's like, well, I mean, we're just gonna. It's never ending.
We agreed to this whole.
Yeah,
process.
This is like, what are we gonna not do? Just not hook up? We could just not hook up.
Yeah.
Like, why do we have to give that a label?
All you have to do is. Keep the friends.
That's right.
And drop that WB.
Yeah. Are you free? No. All right.
See you next week.
Unless you're in a relationship, there's no reason to cut off a booty call.
That's a weird way to start a relationship with her and Jerome. How'd you guys meet? Well, he had huge
How'd
shoes.
How'd you meet Dad?
Well, Sam decided to cook pasta. And then we just started cooking.
Who the fuck? That's the whitest thing I've ever heard.
To cook pasta. He obviously wasn't comfortable. He got too deep. This
also,
is what
you
got
to watch pasta.
Yeah, yeah. You can't all just, of a sudden, it's overflowing. You're like, no, I got to help the pasta.
He could have made a baked potato. You could just leave a baked potato. Why? He got what the fuck? Yeah. Who makes pasta?
Someone who's really intimidated by their friend Jerome, who's going to outdo them.
Jerome's banging the shit out of his girlfriend. Meanwhile, he's in the kitchen throwing pasta to the wall. Not sure done yet.
Jay, thank you.
You like it al dente?
I love it. Jay, thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, wait, I got to go?
This is it? Oh.
Let's do two more. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you for coming on, man.
This was so much fun.
I'm happy you did this.
I'm happy
we've been trying to make it happen. Guys, keep sending your emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to come back with a couple news stories. We got time. We're going to do a couple news stories. We'll be back, right back with the news in just a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of it. You make your own bitch, so you got to lay it.
Hey, guys, welcome back. Che, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
You were fantastic.
Man.
You gave great advice.
I'm always fantastic.
Man Sam coming in with the news. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man.
Check out Man Sam at Man Sam on Twitter. Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday.
Check them out.
Let's hear some news.
All right. So this is not really a news story. I just found this kind of fun. Crazy guidance counselor promised to get kid into Harvard so he would hook up with her, and she still got rejected after doing this. So this,
what?
Yeah.
Why did he reject her?
Well, I have a couple of the texts that she was sending this kid.
If she fell for that, then she obviously isn't very smart.
Yeah, well, obviously.
She's not. She fell for that trick. She's not Harvard material.
Yeah. The fact that she could get him into Harvard is surprising.
Right. Emily Feeney, that's her name. She's 40 years old. She's the guidance counselor at a prestigious Philly prep school, and she's charged now with institutional sexual assault and corruption of a minor.
You know what's sad before you get into this? Yeah, I hear like a teacher hooking up with a kid, like everyone, like when the Jared Fogle thing happened with Subway,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's sick. That's gross.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I think is like, she hot? Like, yeah. I want to know what she looks like.
She's
Wait,
not.
What
hot.
The hell has that got to do with Jared Fogle?
I don't know. Like, when I hear, like.
who was you wondering if he's like, is Jared hot or was
no,
the kid
I'm thinking,
porn hot?
No, I'm thinking, like, the teacher. Whenever a teacher is, like, a female teacher hooks up with a student, I'm like, what she look like?
Yeah. But I mean, how do you, as a kid, how do you turn down?
I don't know. Experience.
Yeah, come on.
She's not super attractive.
Okay.
Is one part of it. But she,
I wouldn't
like,
care.
She
yeah,
sent
care.
Him. You know, topless photos and all this stuff, a lot of texts that we can get into. He answered a couple of her texts saying, I'm not interested in you. End of story. I'm 16. I'm not into you. And it kept going for like a year after that.
So she was like harassing him.
Yeah. I mean, this goes to a point where she's really like, she's fucking with this kid.
This shows,
16.
Yeah.
This shows how crazy people can get over text. Like, she invented in her head that, like, oh, well, maybe he's not getting back to me because he's at gym class.
That's really what happened.
Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, like when someone like doesn't get back to you and you're like, oh, well, they must be busy. And it's like, no. This guidance counselor, this 16-year-old just isn't into it.
I just came from London and they have, Scotland, actually. You got to be 18 to get in the bars, which means the girls there are like, 15, 16, you know what I mean?
Because the fake ID now goes younger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but when you're there and you see these 16, 15-year-old girls or 17-year-old girls, you're like, these are babies. Like, I can't imagine what...
Getting over that hump.
Yeah, man, that's insane. Like, that's a child, and I'm only 32.
So how do you talk to girls in bars in Scotland? Like, how careful?
You go, well, there's certain bars. You know the bars where the young girls go, and then you know the bars where kind of the older people go. It's a little bit quieter.
Okay, and it's not as much like...
Yeah, you can tell. That's why I never... I didn't know she was 16. Like, you fucking
you
knew.
You knew the minute she
you
ordered...
Knew.
The minute she God ordered a Long
it.
Island.
Yeah,
you
fucking
knew.
Knew when her drink had a crazy straw.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck did you not know?
The minute she ordered lemon drop
you
shots.
You knew it when she wore a dress and sneakers.
Yeah. How long were you out there for?
With fucking wheelies. I was out there for a month. Pretty much a month.
What is it? What festival is it?
Edinburgh Festival. Well, I was in London first for just shows.
Was London
and
fun?
Then I was in Edinburgh for like 3 weeks or 2 weeks.
It's a long trip, man.
It was a long trip. Nothing's fun past 10 days.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, like,
you know what's fun after 10 days? Your own bed, your own shower.
Yeah, I miss my sheets. Like, yeah. I miss things that I didn't even know I cared about.
Yeah. Oh man, let's
I miss my seamless.
It is something you miss, like just the comfort of like knowing
just the security
where you're gonna be.
Yeah, I know where I'm gonna eat.
You
know
missed your channels.
I missed
your DVR.
I miss my remote.
Yeah.
Did you check the seamless when you were in Scotland?
There's no seamless there.
Nothing. No. Shepherd's pie.
Is anything out open after? And nothing's open late.
No, they drink.
You know what I'm saying? The food.
No, no food.
They have like doner kebab.
It's all like McDonald's and I ate McDonald's like 6 nights in a row. That was my record.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know what? When you're overseas and you eat McDonald's, it's like a home cooked meal.
It's like coming home.
Yeah.
That's
it's like
so true.
It's like mama's milk.
Yeah. I remember when I went abroad, we went to London on a trip when I was abroad, and I was like, it felt good to go to London just because people were speaking English.
Yeah.
You know, like just hearing things in the street. Let's go to the next story.
Let me just read you a couple
of
these texts.
We didn't even read the story, did we?
Some of these texts this woman's sending are ridiculous.
I got a tight ship here, Jay.
She goes, "Do I get a hug when I see you? How far can I push that?"
Oh,
fuck.
Obviously, this is the weird. Obviously,
now I know she's not hot.
Yeah.
No, obviously, this is very emotional for me, and I feel raw. Like, this poor kid told her, like, no, listen, we're not doing it.
I'm 16.
I'm too emotional.
It's really hard to reject a woman.
Yeah.
What's more uncomfortable, seeing an older woman naked or reading her sexualized text like this? It's uncomfortable to, like, hear the inside of this stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like if you had to read your parents' text to each other, you'd be like, I don't want to see this.
Yeah, it's really hard. Sometimes I'll like be at a strip club and I don't want a stripper to dance for me, and I feel bad telling her I don't want you.
You're not my cup of tea.
It's really hard to reject the girl.
Yeah. Well, because that's the other thing. The girls always hear like the idea of guys wanting sex from everybody is so famous now.
Yeah.
That when you're just like, I'm just not in. They're like, oh my God, I must be fucking horrible.
What's wrong
with
me?
What's wrong with me? Where it's not nothing. It's just, this isn't my type.
And it's also just us. Like, we, as guys, we don't like to hurt girls. Like, you're taught not to hurt a girl's feelings.
Yes.
So you're always like, I don't want to make her feel bad. So even if you're a dick, you're kind of like, I don't want to make her feel bad.
Yes. And you're just kind of like, I got pulled in. Like, and then you make something up and you're like, I got pulled into this.
Fucking stripper, man.
What can you make up? I don't have any dollar bills left. That's the only thing.
I only have metal money.
Yeah, do you take
change? She's like, I'll take it.
There's an ATM.
That'd be the saddest stripper ever. It's just like, just give me I don't care. I'll take the pennies.
All right. Well, anyway, so basically that's that story. That woman is at fault there, obviously. It's not the guy's fault letting her down.
Yeah, I think she's going to jail.
Yeah.
Try Bumble.
Yeah, go on Bumble.
We'll end with this. Derek Jeter once hustled President Obama out of cold, hard cash on the golf course.
Really?
Yeah.
I love these stories.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that beige on beige crime.
that is the definition of beige on beige crime. That is taupe on taupe.
Khaki on khaki.
The publisher and president of the Las Vegas Sun, Brian Greenspun, was hosting this charity event.
Okay.
And this is a quote from Obama. He says, "He and Derek Jeter stole money from me at Shadow Creek. It was clearly a setup because when we got to the practice range, Jeter was shanking balls everywhere. I said, 'You play golf, Derek?' And he said, 'I just started 2 weeks ago.' And then they went out. They gave Jeter a 30-stroke handicap, and then Jeter just destroyed him, obviously, on the golf course.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You believe that a professional athlete didn't know how to play golf?
Also,
retired professional athlete.
A professional athlete whose job was to hit balls coming at them at 90 miles per hour, and now the ball is still.
What's next, Obama? You going to play basketball with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
This is like the opposite of the quotes Trump had about golf. Wasn't there quotes out where Trump was like, Trump was like talking about other presidential candidates, and he's like, "Oh, I was on the golf course with that one. Took him for all he was worth." And it's like, this is like the total opposite of like bravado. Obama's just like, this is why Trump is actually doing well. People are like, "Oh yeah, this is we want a guy who's going to kick some ass and then talk about it."
I'm not impressed how badly he beat Rick Santorum on the golf course. It doesn't help you.
Why would you bet Derek? I wouldn't bet Derek Jeter anything.
Right.
I would assume he did everything perfect. Yeah. You know, like there's like 10 people where you're like, well, I wouldn't bet Michael Jordan. I wouldn't bet Derek Jeter. I wouldn't bet Tom Brady. I wouldn't bet them anything because I'm like, these guys have the competitive fucking fire that you're just not going
to
beat
them. I'm not competing against anyone who gives gift bags to girls they hook up with. ever.
Or shouts his own name during sex.
Shouts his own name. Cheats. Just, but like, why would you do such a thing? Like, why? But also, he's the president. You to be the president, you have to be cocky too.
Yeah, he's like, this motherfucker can't take me.
Yeah, he can't take it. He likes playing basketball.
Obama recently said he stopped playing basketball because he's like, it was embarrassing. He's like, my skills have really diminished. I don't want to be the old guy on the court. He actually said, I'm done playing basketball.
New game.
Well, he's playing golf a lot.
My dad plays a lot of basketball in like old man JCC games.
Yeah.
He's like the mayor of the game. He'll like make the teams and shit. And he kind of has that same feeling where he's like, he like brags to me that he's still keeping up in the game.
Right.
You know, and that is a thing where it's like,
I haven't died yet.
Yeah, your game. Once it gets past you, then you feel old. But yeah. If you're older and old and still in the game, you still think you can take everyone in that game.
Yeah. Short, his shorts are under his tits.
Oh no, he goes. It is like short shorts, no shirt. Nobody loves being on the skins team more than my dad.
So your dad just plays skins and nobody else is.
No, he'll get on the court and just be like, "Okay, you, and you are on my team." And then all of a sudden, shirt's already off. Well.
Just full freed forest.
Yes. Tons of chest hair everywhere except for one freed who decided to get waxed. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Chris, thank you for bringing on the news.
Of course.
That was
thanks,
fun.
Man.
Che, can't thank you enough.
Yeah, you can. You can pay me.
I'll get you. Your money's at the door. We'll get you your money later. Guys, we're here every Tuesday. Keep telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. We'll be here next Tuesday. Keep sending those emails. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.